The Natural Child, Parenting from the Heart by Jan Hunt. Living with a Baby. A baby cries, how should parents respond? Imagine for a moment that you have been abducted by alien beings on a spaceship and taken to a distant planet where you are surrounded by giant strangers whose language you do not speak. Two of those strangers take you under their care. You are entirely dependent on them for the satisfaction of all your needs: hunger, thirst, comfort, and especially reassurance that you are safe in this strange place. Then imagine that you're in pain or terribly thirsty or in need of emotional support, but your two attendants ignore your cries of distress. You're unable to get them to help you or to understand your needs. Now you have another problem, more serious than the first. You feel completely helpless and alone in an alien world. No one likes to have their communication ignored. When it is ignored, this brings on feelings of helplessness and anger that inevitably damage the relationship. This response seems to be universally experienced by adults, and there is no reason to conclude that it is any different for babies and children. Few people would ignore an adult repeatedly saying, "Can you help me? I'm not feeling right." But a baby cannot make such a statement. He can only cry and cry until someone responds, or until he gives up in despair. In modern Western culture, we assume that crying is normal and unavoidable for babies. Yet for thousands of years, adults responded immediately and unquestioningly to a baby's cry. In societies where babies are carried close to the caregiver much of the day and night for the first several months, such crying is rare. And in contrast to what many in our society would expect, babies cared for in this way show self-sufficiency sooner than babies who do not receive such care. In fact, research on early childhood experiences consistently shows that children who have enjoyed the most loving care in infancy become the most secure and loving adults, while those babies who have been forced into submissive behavior build up feelings of resentment and anger that may be expressed later in harmful ways. In spite of this research, most arguments for ignoring crying are based on fears of spoiling the baby. A typical baby care brochure advises the parent to let the baby handle it for a while. Though infancy can be a challenging time for the parents, a baby is simply too young and inexperienced to handle the cause of the crying, whatever it may be. He cannot feed himself, change himself, or comfort himself in the way that nature intended. Clearly, it is the parents' responsibility to meet their baby's needs for nurturing, security, and love. It is not the baby's responsibility to meet his parents' need for peace and solitude. The baby care pamphlet implies that if the parents give their baby an opportunity to become self-reliant, they are helping her to mature. But an infant is not capable of such maturity. True maturity reflects a strong foundation of emotional security that can only come about from the love and support of those closest to her during the earliest years. In all innocence, a baby assumes that we, her parents, are correct. Whatever we do is what we ought to be doing. If we do nothing, the baby can only conclude that she is unloved because she is unlovable. It is not within her capabilities to conclude that we are only busy, distracted, worried, misled by experts, or simply inexperienced as parents. No matter how deeply we love our baby, she can only understand the outward manifestation of that love. An immature person responds to stress in an immature way. A baby denied her birthright of comforting from her parents may respond by turning to ineffective self-stimulation, head-banging, rhythmic rocking, thumb-sucking, etc., and emotional withdrawal from others. If her needs are routinely ignored, she may decide that loneliness and despair are preferable to risking further disappointment and rejection. Unfortunately, once a baby makes this decision, it can become a permanent outlook on life, leading to an emotionally impoverished future. Many childcare professionals feel that parents who encourage self-satisfiers or substitute material objects for their own presence, teddy bears substituting for parents, strollers for arms, cribs for shared sleep, pacifiers for nursing, toys for parents' attention, music boxes for voices, formula for breast milk, wind-up swings for laps, have contributed to an age of materialistic acquisition, personal loneliness, and lack of emotional fulfillment. Ignoring a baby's crying is like using earplugs to stop the distressing noise of a smoke detector. The smoke detector is meant to alert us to a serious matter that requires a response, and so is the cry of a baby. As Jean Liedloff wrote in The Continuum Concept, a baby's cry is precisely as serious as it sounds. Stressful though it may be, infant crying should be seen not as a power struggle between parent and child, but as a gift from nature to ensure that all babies can grow to adulthood with a generous capacity for love and trust.